Welcome to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast, taking care of your vision with expert precision. Here's your host, Dr. Thuy Nguyen.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by Dr. Nguyen. Dr. Nguyen, so good to see you again.
Good morning.
Happy Monday to you, by the way. Happy Monday. Get excited?
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was actually great. I was up in SeaWorld with my daughter. Oh, met a friend of mine from college with his daughter. We had a daddy-daughter weekend.
Oh, up in SeaWorld, it was like Patty's weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. It was short, but sweet, as they say.
That's great.
How about yourself?
It was good. Me and Falco, Dr. Falco, we had my bachelorette party.
Ooh, yeah, so we went fun, to fun. Well, congratulations on the upcoming one. Awesome. Exciting. Good stuff. So speaking of Dr. Falco, we just talked. She just enlightened me as to the progressive lens. Yeah. I was always under the impression you had your traditional lenses and you had bifocals, but apparently some new technology out there and it's this idea of progressive lensing. So it's fascinating stuff, but I know you were going to talk a little bit about just your traditional lens.
Yeah. So speaking of your traditional lens, they're called like single vision lenses. And like they sound, they correct your vision to a single vision. Like let's say you're nearsighted and you can see up close, but you can't see far. Single vision lenses correct for the distance that you can't see. And similarly, farsighted, if you can see far and not up close, then the single vision lens corrects you for up close. They're what people would think as the standard lens until you hit the big 40, until people can't see far away and they're starting to lose their up close vision. Then now the single vision doesn't work because you need correction for both distance, and so that you would be placed into a progressive. But other than that, if before you become presbyopic, single vision lenses will still work good.
I just had a thought when I was younger, before I got my LASIK surgery, I needed glasses to see. I couldn't see far away, but on your side of it. So I would wear, when you wear contacts and it's only for one, only to correct, let's say the fact that you can't see far, how is it that you're still able to see close up even with those lenses, or vice versa? For if you get contacts for nearsightedness, you could still see far. How does that work? Because I'm sorry. So interested here. No, because I know when you have like reading glasses, if you put those on, you can't see far. Like you're only there for reading. Why is it that contacts, how does that work? I'm like scrambled in the head trying to process all this.
So let's say after you get LASIK, they correct you for one distance. And let's say you get LASIK before the age of 40, where you haven't lost your near vision yet. You can get the LASIK and now you can see far and up close. But once you hit 40, around 40, and you've gotten LASIK for the distance, everyone after 40 kind of needs some help up close. And so after the LASIK, you can see distance far away fine, but now you're starting to need reading glasses even after you've gotten LASIK to see up close. That's why I tell people if they're going to get LASIK, to do it before they hit 40, around 30 or so. That would be the perfect time for LASIK. And with the reading vision and everything, when you wear reading glasses, it changes your point of focus. So it brings your point of focus up close, meaning everywhere outside of your point of focus will be blurry. So the reading glasses versus single vision distance glasses or whatnot just changes your point of focus.
So you could wear glasses for distance and read okay with those, but not vice versa. So
You can wear the distance glasses and see far away in them and up close before you're presbyopic, before you hit 40 and start to
lose. Stop reminding me that I'm over 40.
It's the concept. It really depends
pressing Monday, Dr. Nguyen. Come on. No.
Way to start off the podcast.
I'm almost knocking on 50 now. Jeez. Oh.
Well, you look great for 50. Oh,
thank you. It's the moisturizer. I don't know. What can I say?
But that's the concept of the single vision lenses. You know, it corrects you for one distance and it's considered the standard lens. And so there are upgrades that you can do to the standard lens that you can also do to a progressive called coatings. And you can put certain coatings on the single vision lenses to make your life easier. Like let's say anti-reflective coating where, if I have an anti-reflective coating, all of the reflections from the ambient light and everything, it can get transmitted through the lenses and it doesn't cast like a glare when you're looking at someone. So you can actually see their eyes through the lens. There are like there's like scratch resistant lenses, which is what they sound. They're not scratch proof by any means. If you drop your glasses, you step on them, they're gonna scratch, but it's harder for them to scratch. There are UV protection coating, which when you go outside, it kind of blocks the harmful UV rays and decreases risk for certain diseases like cataracts or macular degeneration. You probably have heard of blue blocking coating, which blocks a lot of the blue light coming out from digital devices, which could improve like eye strain and better quality of sleep. There are another thing, transition lenses, and that's a coating as well, that they're clear when you're inside, but when you walk outside, they turn dark like sunglasses. And so there's a lot of coatings that you can use to help upgrade your lenses.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I had a question for you. And I recently saw Dr. Falco, and she said, I'm good. I don't really need to get anything right now. But I am noticing, again, from a reading perspective, when I get a little bit close, things get a little blurry. I get a little queasy. Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that will ultimately get worse, not just because of age, but because of the blurriness that I'm seeing? Is it progressing because I'm trying to explain this. I don't know. Is it going to get worse by consistently having to see? I'm having a hard time articulating what I'm trying to say. Help me out here. So I'm resisting. I'm holding out. I don't want to get the glasses. Right? Is it going to get worse by waiting, or is that something that I just need to monitor every month? Every year? I don't know.
It gets worse on its own, whether you correct it or not. It's just a natural part of being more experienced with life. And so when you're wearing the glasses, it reduces the eye strain. So let's say you're not wearing the glasses, it naturally gets worse on its own. And the blurriness that you're already experiencing doesn't make it worse in the future. There's a short-term effect that you're going to have even more eye strain, but long-term effect, you already seeing blurry up close uncorrected is not going to make it blurry in the future because you're seeing blurry now. Like you just naturally see your reading prescription gets higher and higher and higher every single year.
Same thing with like squinting. If you can't see far, squinting is not going to make it worse. It's going to progressively get worse just due to time and everything.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And so the reason why you're seeing blurry up close is just, it's an anatomical like change in the lens of your eyes. When you get, there's a lens in our eyes that's meant to be flexible. So it can either stretch or it can either compress depending on the distance that you're trying to see like a camera lens. And you know, it over time it gets stiffer and it's not as flexible. And so you're not able to focus at different distance like you used to just because it's an anatomical change. And the way that we overcome that change is that we give you readers which actually make the letters bigger and bring it closer in lieu of your eyes trying to accommodate because it can't anymore. So the lenses just help you do things that you're not able to do before.
Interesting. I think I'm going to go all in and get a pair of spectacles, the old school style. I think I would look rather distinguished.
Yeah.
With a nice pair of spectacles for reading. Oh, goodness.
Good.
So anything else you wanted to add as it pertains to your traditional lenses?
Yeah. So another upgrade that we can do to the single vision lens that's not quite a progressive is we can make the single vision lens a baby progressive. Ooh. Which basically means, and Dr. Falco talked about progressive, the baby progressive I usually give to either children with headaches up close or our younger adults. And it's like at the very bottom, instead of the progressive having a huge magnification at the bottom, the baby progressive has a smaller jump at the bottom. So these are for people who can still focus and accommodate, but they just need a little bit of extra help. Like a small magnification at the bottom when they're reading. And I say that it makes the letters a little bit bigger, but just by a little bit so that your eyes don't have to do the work. And so the lenses kind of make it bigger and helps your eyes relax as a whole. And so it's still considered a single vision lens. It's just a little bit upgraded, but it's not quite a progressive.
It's just a gradual.
It is. And it's actually a very good tool for people who are about to be in progressive. And I know that they're going to have a hard time adjusting to the progressive. So I'm going to put them in a baby progressive before we make that jump to a progressive.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's very useful.
Ease into it.
Yeah, and like certain companies call it by different names, like the baby, I call it baby progressive, but there are names like Essilor, which is the company makes them, and they're called Eisen lenses, or the company Hoya makes it, and they're called Sync lenses, but I call them baby progressives.
Oh, so baby progressive is not the medical nomenclature for this? Okay. I didn't think so. Okay, I like it. It's cute. Good deal. All right, well, very, very good. It was pleasure speaking to you again.
Informative, I hope.
absolutely. And to our listeners, hope you learned something useful. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you all next time. Everyone, take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jazzy Eyes podcast. For more information, visit jazzyeyes.com or contact 954-473-0100.